Okay, Chris. Well, I assume you're talking on that bow thing, and it sounds really good. You're getting into the repeater nice and strong, and I would guess you're probably running full power. That's typically what everybody does in the beginning. But to conserve battery life, you could probably cut back on the power because you're full gliding. Sounds like you're on a base station. So real quick before I let you go, are you on that Baofeng handheld?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's exactly right. I put the 2 foot whip antenna on and doing pretty good. So I appreciate the feedback and definitely will cut back on some power.
Yeah. You don't have to. Only if you want to conserve battery and keep your hand cool. You start getting into some long conversations, those radios, all radios, handheld radios on 5 watts tend to get quite warm. So, so any chance you can turn the power down just helps your hand and makes the battery life last a lot longer. So, all right, Chris. Well, thank you for checking in. First time for anybody that doesn't know, Chris just got his ham radio license. He's a brand new ham radio operator. As of what I think he said 2 weeks ago, he came to our club meeting on Monday. So, and I work with him. Didn't even realize it was him when he emailed me paying club dues. I didn't put the name. Just didn't click. So then when I seen him at the meeting, I was like, oh, okay, cool. Oh, and Hayden, KD9HAY, just put in there, Chris, you're also on ham.live. He says you're about 500 feet away, so you guys are neighbors. Hayden is a great resource, so if you need anything, he can definitely help you.
That's great to know. Appreciate the support and definitely look forward to speaking with everybody. KE9EQR out.